Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I want a little doggy, a cute little doggy.
I'm Tom Wilmer. Join me as we visit with Natalie Rilocchio with Relay for Life, American Cancer Society. I hear that the American Cancer Society is going to the dogs.
Yes, we are. We are going to be hosting a dog-friendly event in Morro Bay.
And when is this going to be?
It's going to be on April 19th. We're going to start registration at 1 p.m. and then we'll end with a walk at 4 p.m.
So what happens during, what are the different events that take place?
Basically, what we're going to be doing is we're going to make it all dog friendly. We're having a cookbook person who actually made her own dog food and kind of get recipes with that. We're going to have a UC Davis booth that they are actually like the lead in pet cancer research. So we're going to be having a booth there where people can actually donate to UC Davis as well. And then we're going to just be having a little contest, whoever's in the best relay spirit. So the dog with the most purple and the owner with the most purple. And it's just going to be really fun. A lot of activities, a lot of information. We'll have a guide dog presentation and things like that.
And where exactly will it be?
It's going to be in between the lot of Giovanni's Fish Market and Stacks. So right in that big lot, it'll be right there.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the cool things that are going to happen.
Bark for Life is kind of a spinoff with Relay. So a lot of times with Relay, we can't have our dogs and we can't have fun with our dogs there. So this is really a time to honor our canine companions, as you know, sometimes caregivers too. Sometimes our dogs are our caregivers during cancer. So it's really just going to the whole mission of ACS and fighting back against cancer, but doing it with our dogs. So that way we'll have dog activities, like I said, with the Relay spirit. And then we'll also have Luminaria bags to honor a pet that has lost cancer, and they can dedicate a bag and we light it up at a Lights of Hope event that we have later on in the year.
You alluded to doggy cancer and human cancer.
Yes.
So this is kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
So with pet cancer, we've actually are finding that a lot of some human chemotherapy is actually working on pets now. So the American Cancer Society actually found that with certain research that they're doing, it's actually working for pets as well, which is amazing because, you know, of course we want our pets to find a cure for cancer just like we want our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our uncles, and that sort of thing.
For a lot of people that we both know, their pet is their child, is their family. Literally.
Exactly. And so that's a big thing, is that's why we really want to honor our canine companions and really give back and still finish the fight against cancer, but also do it with our loved ones. Because at the end of the day, I know with my dog is like my second child. I love her. She's amazing. And I love seeing her every day when I come home. So it's a big thing. But it's true. I mean, our dogs are just as much as family as, you know, our brothers and sisters, our aunts and uncles.
Well, tell us a little bit more. Anything else that you can think of about the Bark for Life?
The nice thing about this year is that it's very flexible. So we've never had a Bark for Life in Morro Bay. So we're really excited about doing it because this year we can kind of do whatever we want with it. So we really do want to do like a walk down Embarcadero, and that's what we're planning on doing. And each dog that is registered gets a purple bandana. So as we do that walk, we're also bringing awareness to cancer, all types of cancer, you know, human cancer, pet cancer, everything. So when we do that walk, we're hoping to get people asking questions, oh, what are you guys doing? And that sort of thing. So we can, you know, say a little spiel about cancer and how we're trying to fight back against cancer and find a cure.
Any vision of how many doggies you anticipate?
We are hoping to have 100 doggies there. That's our goal, is to have around 100 dogs there registered. And they can register online. We have a website.
And that is?
It's relayforlife.org/BarkMorroBayCA.
And how much is registration?
Registration is $15, and then if you want to add a dog, it is $10. And then at the event, we do have registration at the event. We encourage registration before, just that way we have enough bandanas, but at the event, you can also register, and it's $20 at the event.
All right, so and you get a bandana too.
Yes, you get a bandana, and we're also putting together a goodie bag. We're hoping to give businesses and organizations involved as well and kind of give back and be able to give our little doggies a cute little goodie bag.
Excellent. One more time, website.
So the website is relayforlife.org/BarkMorroBayCA.
Natalie, Rilocchio with American Cancer Society. Thank you so much for sharing. This has been a delightful doggy day for me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I want a little doggy,
doggy
to pet when I feel blue. Wouldn't you need a little doggy too?
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious 214 Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant.